A new movie from Iceland is opening in Colorado with little fanfare. It's called Woman at War, and for KUNC film critic Howie Mofshevitz, who teaches film and television at CU Denver, its modesty is disarming and on purpose.
A hand in a black glove fits an arrow to a bow and adds some kind of metal cable to the rig. The archer is Hatla, Haldora Gerhardt's daughter, and she has an ingenious and illegal purpose. She's bringing down high-tension power lines in order to sabotage Iceland's drive to industrialize. For her, it's ultimately a matter of climate change, and Hatla is not messing around. She's a 40-something woman who bounds over the Icelandic tundra like a mountain sheep. She even hides under a full sheep carcass when the police helicopters hunt for her. She knows how to tuck herself under a lip of tundra or slide around a rock cairn to stay out of sight. Hatla also has a day job. She's a choir director with a sober, sweet, graceful manner about her. If you bumped into Hatla on the street, you might find her a serious, purposeful woman with sensible short hair, wearing a nice, comfortable Icelandic sweater. She rides an old-fashioned bicycle with upright handlebars and a big wicker basket in front. But by herself, out on the huge expanse of green tundra, there's an ecstatic quality about her. She's marvelous. And so's the film Woman at War. It's directed by Benedikt Erlingsson, and unlike Hatla, the movie's not sensible at all, at least on its surface. Unexpected out-of-place characters wander the film. A Spanish bicyclist, a tourist, manages to be wherever the cops search for the sabotaging culprit. They don't know who it is yet, but over and over they arrest this poor unsuspecting guy riding his bike through the countryside, lock him up, and then release him when they figure out he's still not the one blowing up the power lines. Even less expected, early in the picture, Hatla runs across the tundra, and out there in the wilderness, a 3-man band plays an accompaniment to her, a piano, a drum, and a tuba. Later in the picture, the drum gets very big, and an accordion shows up. This is the music for the film, and the band appears on the tundra in Hatla's kitchen or wherever. It turns out that Hatla has wanted to adopt a child, and when she learns that she's about to become the mother of a 4-year-old girl from Ukraine, 3 Ukrainian folk singers in costume join the movie. To add to the beautifully balmy atmosphere, Hatla has a sister, an identical twin named Ausa, also played by Haldora Gerhardt's daughter. The first shots of Ausa teaching yoga make you do a double take until you adjust and realize that Woman at War loves to shake up its audience, but in playful, absurdist ways. Nobody gets hurt in the film, nobody's seriously mistreated, no misery is forced upon any of the characters. Even for the stickiest moment, the film finds an out that's lovely, graceful, kind, and bizarre. It's not often that genuinely original films come along, movies that radiate a sense of freedom from the norm. For all their flash and dazzle, special effects, action extravaganzas look formulaic. They trot out the same tricks over and over. Woman at War, with straight-on shooting and nobody flying through the air or changing shape, feels unique. It opens you up to accept that whatever you think of Hatla's actions, she has guts, vision, and a sense of humor, and you like her. In her world, identical twins fool the cops, and bands perform on the tundra with no fanfare, fuss, or even wonder about why they're out there. As a viewer, you're liberated to dream more widely than usual, and to feel that basic thrill that the movies have always promised, but not always produced, a real break from normality. Fantasies don't have to involve princes and princesses or space travel. Like Woman at War, they can simply nudge your imagination or invite you into their space. Like Hatla, with a kind gesture and music. For KUNC, I'm Howie Mofshevitz.